This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice today when you sign up. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jock.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of
the Lost Podcast.
How are you, Jack?
I am outstanding.
How are you doing in... This is like the most desperate of hiatus months, I think. August, like September.
Because the new shows are coming back and you think, hey, but no.
Exactly. I mean, it's just like everyone's getting pumped up for the new TV season and we have to wait like 10 more years.
Yeah, it's okay. Because soon it's going to be over.
And there'll be nothing at all.
But I heard there's a rumor.
Yeah?
There's a rumor out there.
What kind of rumor?
That you and I may be doing a couple of other podcasts.
Really? Like about TV shows?
Yeah, there's a rumor out there.
You mean the number one requested thing ever may actually happen?
It may happen. Well, and you know what's funny is I said, no, I'm not going to do it. No, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it. Now, I might do it.
What changed your heart?
I can't say.
Was it whatever changed made the Grinch's heart grow three sizes that day?
Yes, they kept singing, Fahu, whatever they sing.
Fahu Forest,
Fahu Forest. But you know, in real life, the kids would be going, hey, nothing? I got nothing?
I mean, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Come on, nothing?
Not even a big slice of the roast beast. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So we're not going to say yet what...
No, this is just a teaser.
This teaser, okay.
But there is stuff in the future.
Right.
Maybe in the forward time.
Maybe. Maybe we'll flash.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or I could see...
Or Sylvester Stallone. Think Sylvester... Sly Stallone movie. Think Sly Stallone movie. The title of one of his movie, the first letter in that movie.
Or you could think of the Roman numeral for five.
No, that's too easy.
That's okay. It
is I think this I can't say Sylvester Stallone. Yo, I don't know how to say it.
Oh man! All right. So, what do you?
But
say?
Those are just hints.
Just hints.
Yes.
So
actually, the two shows may have former Lost characters in it.
Actors.
Kidding. I'm sorry. Actors. What was I thinking?
Jeez. Maybe we should just pull the plug on it now.
But that's just a rumor.
That's just a rumor going around. And we don't like spreading rumors.
No. We're not rumor mongers.
That's you know, for Chris with a K. That's what he likes to do.
Yeah. Chris. Who's Chris?
You know, that jerk from the official last
podcast. Has it been a month since we've...
Yeah, I think it's been around a month since we challenged him.
Yeah. We didn't challenge him. We just asked him. Hey, Chris.
You threw down the gauntlet.
I just kind of threw it in. I was like.
I mean, you said to him. You said
I was like Geraldo.
Here's a shirt from a real Lost podcast.
Right. I was like Geraldo in his prime.
So it was like Al Capone's vault.
Before Al Capone's vault.
Okay.
Hey, there's a glass bottle. Thanks everyone for spending 5 hours watching it. I made a lot of money off it. I
was one of the ones that sat around watching it. And then you'd come back and they go, we're almost through. And you go, oh, come on. So you walk around the house, come back around. And they're still digging and still digging and still digging. They break through and there was like, I think, a glass bottle there.
Oh, man. The best part is if you actually see clips of that is Geraldo's face. He just looks so sad. It was basically the way the Whoville children should have been reacting to not getting any presents.
Exactly. Or when Geraldo, when he was during the... During the Iraq War, he was
drawing out the map.
Yeah, they're over here. We're over here.
Actually, there's one of Geraldo where it was during. Remember, they did the Woodstock '94.
Yeah,
and somebody had like an original ticket, used ticket from Woodstock, and he accidentally ripped it.
He showed it on his on TV.
Oh, really?
Recently, he showed it again, and his He was so embarrassed and felt so bad.
I would feel terrible. I mean, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
I would have shot him. And who would have cared?
If someone did that to one of my things.
You know, you shoot him and you put him in Al Capone's vault. Because who's going to go look there?
Only Geraldo Rivera. So.
Maybe his brother.
Oh, man. All right. Enough about Geraldo.
Yes.
This is about Lost. We got a lot of listener feedback. We got a lot of discussion on what the episode title was.
Yeah, okay. There could be some spoilers in here because a lot of the feedback... Oh, I forgot the emails. A lot of the feedback is on
the episode title. Right. So I'm going to set up the calls while Jack gets the emails that he forgot.
Yes.
So we're going to go first set of calls now.
You know what? Call me Geraldo. That's going to be the new... When you do something... You do
when
something,
you mess up.
When you mess up, I pulled a Geraldo.
Geraldo!
Yeah, we got a big cheesy mustache.
So anyway, remember these calls and emails and tweetbacks might be slightly spoilery because they could be discussing the title of the first episode of Season 6.
Which is entitled Episode 1 of Season 6.
Now, this has actually just come out. I just saw it on Chris in Boston's Twitter. I guess this is part of like the ARG they're doing this season.
Have you been following along with the ARG?
No. I think we both said, the ARGs just have been lacking somewhat.
Yeah.
It's just something
I don't see a lot of people. We haven't been getting a lot of emails on it, so I don't think a lot of people have been into it.
But they've been kind of doing this kind of underground, kind of secret show type stuff. On August 16th, they had a show with DJ Jam, and they have pictures on it at DamonCarltonAndPolarBear.com. But if you're in the Boston, Massachusetts area tomorrow, Wednesday, actually, this is coming on Thursday, so you'll be able to see it anyway. But
great scoop, Geraldo.
I just realized that. But there... I'll put it up on the Twitter. So then,
oh my gosh.
Oh, man. But anyway, so I guess they're having one yesterday.
Yes.
And in Boston, Massachusetts.
I heard that everyone was there. Had a great... That's the gist I'm getting from everyone. had a blast. You should have been there.
But at the other one on the 16th, it was in Hollywood, I believe.
The Banana Splits.
Bardot, 715 North Vine Street, Hollywood. But they had the actor that plays young Ben, and he announced actually it's Catch-Up, which is part of the Damon Carlton and Polar Bear, where they're releasing special Lost theme prints. They're like $50 a pop, which is kind of pricey.
Yeah, I saw that.
But they look kind of cool. I mean, I think our t-shirts are cooler, but that's just me.
Yeah, and they're not $50.
Exactly. But I'm sure they're nice. I mean, they're limited edition prints. I'm going to do like 300 per print.
Oh, okay.
So it's nice. But also, it looks like Nathan Fillion says his face hurts.
Really?
Yeah. That's just on his Twitter.
Why does his face hurt?
It's just a random look. See, my face hurts. It's what he said.
His face hurts everyone. Just kidding,
so,
Nathan.
So we're going to get into these phone...
Oh, wait, first.
Okay.
We are planning a live tweetcast.
Oh, yes,
a Ustream live tweetcast on Tuesday, September 8th at 8:30
p.m.
And it's going to be... The topic of the day is going to be questions that need to be asked before Lost ends.
These need to be asked before Lost... the last episode?
How did the Black Rock...
questions that need to be answered. The show. Okay,
did I say asked? I think I said asked.
Yeah,
I'm Geraldo. So, need to be answered before Lost ends.
Okay.
So, like, how the Black Rock got to the center of the island.
Uh-huh.
How Rosamund Arnott retired.
Uh-huh.
Just questions that we want to know, like, who are Adam and Eve, but what you think should be asked or answered before Lost, because they've said, spoiler alert, they're not going to answer everything.
Yeah, which I think most people expected.
Right, but so now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. A lot of people want to know what everyone thinks. So that'll be a live tweetcast Tuesday, September 8th, 8:30 p.m.
Yes, and it should be a blast. The last tweetcast was a great success.
But just remember that could have spoilers in it because people could get on there and start talking about the title. If you want to stay spoiler free, I suggest you don't go on Twitter.
And honestly, I'm super spoiler free, and the title is to me, it didn't really.
I think the title, I'm gonna be honest with you, I could be wrong. I've been known to be wrong once or twice. I think it's a farce.
Red herring.
It's a red herring. I think they're just messing with us. Of course, it'll probably, I'll be wrong, and it'll be, oh, I'm glad I knew.
All right, well, now are you ready for some listener feedback?
Right, and just be careful.
Might be slightly spoiler if you, but if you've heard the episode title already, you're perfectly fine.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
Yes, Jay and Jack, how you doing? This is DeAndre Hawthorne, California. I have a crack at the title, or the theory for the title, for I guess the first episode, season 6, L.A. SpaceX. What I think that means is they're going to land in L.A., and there is going to be some type of alternate reality, but for whatever the reason for the X is, I think it's like a math equation. X meaning the unknown. So L.A., it means Los Angeles. The X is the unknown, which is reference to the island. Island is the unknown factor in this equation. I guess it's for us to figure out, and we'll see at the end of season 6 the answer to the puzzle. All right? Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Taryn from Atlanta. I just have a theory about the whole crossing over dimensional planes thing. Maybe, like, Aaron is the way to get to this alternate reality, because ever since season 1, they've been making it seem like Aaron's so important, and all he's done now is wander into Juice Isles. So maybe he's like the conduit to get to and from this alternate reality, where he's the only one who can communicate with the people in it, and they can only communicate with him. And like the X in LA space X, I mean, the X is like crossing, and L.A. is Aaron Littleton's initial, just backwards. So maybe that's like the alternate Aaron's name. So maybe it's like Aaron-centric episode. I don't know. Just a theory. Bye.
Jay and Jack, David from Atlanta. Listening to the podcast, a couple things came to mind. The title, L.A. SpaceX. Thinking maybe it's L.A. and then like a X, like, you know, void, no good. Maybe that's what that means. One theory. The other theory is, if the plane lands in L.A., you guys mentioned that Claire and her baby, you know, they would land there. I was always under the impression that the fortune teller or whatever he was making up the family in L.A. would adopt the child. So what I'm wondering is, if she lands, I'm thinking the child doesn't go up for adoption because the family doesn't exist, and he just made it up to get her on the plane and knowing the plane would crash and she would have to raise the baby, which, of course, makes you wonder since Kate ended up with the baby. But anyway, neither here nor there. Love the podcast. Hope all is well. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hi, this is Justin from New York, but I'm actually calling from Maui, and I'm actually going to Oahu in 3 days to go on a lost tour. But I actually called to share one of my theories. And the theory is, I believe that the way Esau used Locke to convey his message, he found that loophole, and he gained the trust of all the others. I believe that Jacob, before he died, he was using Claire to convey his message to all the losties, and he's going to use her as a loophole to gain all the trust of the losties. So Locke having control of the others and Claire having control of the losties, that's going to be like a big battle. So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So we had Justin rubbing it in that he was in Maui.
I know, that is kind of jerk league, I think.
Yeah, this is Justin from New York, but I'm in Maui. About ready to go on the Lost Tour. Huh?
Just learned all the secrets, you know.
What are you guys doing in Raleigh? Having a good time? Say hi to Andy and Opie for me.
Hey, we have...
And Geraldo.
Okay, we don't have anything.
We're just kidding, Justin. So he says that Esau, or DWG, like a lot of people like to call him, used Locke. I still have people writing emails saying they're bitter about me saying DWG.
I agree. I'm with them.
Someone said it would be easier to say, wouldn't it be easier just to say Deadwood guy? But it's not easier to type. That was my reply. So, for sake of argument.
But the problem with that theory is there's been a lot of Deadwood actors on the show.
I understand that.
So Deadwood guy, that could apply to a lot of people.
But he's like the main. He's like the... I mean, Colleen was Deadwood girl when she got shot.
Yeah.
By son. I mean, there have been a lot of people on Deadwood.
That have been on us.
I can't say it. Anyway, so Jacob used Claire.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the two people that are being used are Claire and Locke.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Why does that make sense?
Claire's not much of a leader, right?
Ah.
Would you follow Claire into battle?
Not into battle.
And Locke was proven not to be much of a leader, so why not pick the weakest links?
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I could see that, though. I don't think Jacob's dead, though.
It's to the point now I'm not going to humor your lost Locke bashing.
Locke bashing.
You know.
And then we have David, who was not in Maui. He said that...
Way to make David feel bad.
Well, he's in Atlanta.
Way to make him feel bad for being in Atlanta.
Well, Atlanta's better than Raleigh.
I don't know.
Your hatred for the South.
I don't hate the South. I'm just saying.
You'll defend Locke to the death, but the South, you just go...
Because then I have to deal with all the Braves and Falcons fans. At least I can be my own San Diego fan here. I don't have to deal with a lot of people except for transported Boston Red Sox and Yankees fans.
And Pittsburgh Steelers fans. They're everywhere.
I know.
Get a life.
Penguins fans, too.
Well, because they won the Cup.
Yeah, exactly.
You're front runners.
But anyway.
Anyway. So David said L.A. maybe X means void. No good. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I've heard a lot of different interpretations of what the name means, and I like that.
Now, we had also Taryn. I'm sorry, Taryn.
Taryn. It's only been calling since, 1992.
I know, and I apologize, Taryn. But for some reason, I wrote down Terrence. Can you change your name?
You know, it's that kid at the camp. His name is Terrence. And
that's what it is, because I yell at him all day long. All right, we have Taryn, and David. Both are saying that Claire... baby Aaron. Well, if they land in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
and she gives the baby up,
mm-hmm.
Goober's not going to be called Aaron. More than likely, he won't be called Aaron. If we have
that's true.
So
that's true.
Forget Aaron. I do like his theory that the backward X for Aaron, all that other stuff.
Well,
Aaron Littleton.
The L.A. flip it around. It's A.L. Aaron Littleton. Aaron's
right.
Initials.
Right. So it could be an Aaron-centric episode.
Which would be interesting.
I kind of like that, but then again, if he lands in L.A., he's not born yet.
Not yet, but not he's yet. Existing in the womb.
And I understand, but he's not Aaron. He's got a better chance of being called Goober than Aaron, because we don't know. So that'll put a little,
Well, that's why it's reversed. Maybe his parents' last name is like Adam, and then they're going to call him Lance. So it's Lance Adam.
Lance
the
Adam.
The 10th.
The 10th. It's a long list back from 1700s. Tradition.
Man, that would be crazy if somebody was the 10th. Because that is, that's man, that's a lot of generations to be the 10th.
You think there'd be someone along the line said, I'm not naming my kid that. It's like when my daughter said, no, I'm not going to name my kids with my middle name.
Well, it's the line chain's already been broken, so why should we have to rebuild that one?
No. And then we had DeAndre who said the theory of the title, they land in LA, but the math, it's a math equation. So it's unknown.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I like the analysis with a math equation. Just the bad part is I'm really terrible at math.
So I think any of these theories could be true.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? I love the fact that the title has so many different ideas and so many different ways it could go.
Well, that's the amazing things about the writers of Lost. They put three letters,
yeah,
spaced one of the letters apart, and went, all right.
And you know what it was? Just like, okay, we're going to call this LAX, and what if we put a space between there, and then I'll get them talking a little bit more.
That'll really screw them up. But seriously, you see all the emails we get
oh, I know,
and the phone
yeah.
calls we get, and it's crazy. I don't have that kind of talent. I couldn't come up with three letters to get people talking for 6 months.
What you got
to
do is whenever there's anything, any type of title, you just say, oh, look, that says space. Let's put a space in between the word space.
Yes. J and space Jack.
No, it's just J space Jack.
Ooh.
What happened to the and?
Oh, my gosh. It's an alternate reality.
All right. Want me to go first on the emails?
Sure.
All right. This one is from Amelia in Austin.
Amelia.
Hi, Jay and Jack. I started listening to the podcast last season, and you guys are awesome, especially Jay. He is amazing. I just heard the one about the leaked episode title, L.A. Space X. I was saying that maybe the L.A. is not the city L.A., but the French article, La. It fits with the other French references and would be the third French episode title with Par Avion and Le Fleur.
Le Fleur.
It might even have something to do with Le Fleur. Maybe Le Fleur becomes La X after dying at the same time as Juliet. Romeo style. As a Sawyer lover, I really hope not. Thanks for reading. Can't wait for season 6.
Well, you know, Le Fleur, we didn't know what Le Fleur was until the show started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're like, what is this Le Fleur stuff? Again.
I have to clean Le Fleur.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. This one is entitled L.A. Space X.
Wow. Maybe it's one of the writers from the show.
It's from Doug.
Okay.
Is Doug one of the writers?
I don't know.
L.A. X.
Doug writer.
Equals Los Angeles 10 question mark. As opposed to the Oceanic 6, would this explain the space if the X is the Roman numeral for 10? So the 10 people he has listed... Jack, Kate, Saeed, Hurley, Miles, Sawyer, Juliet, Sun, Jin, Locke. Clearly not all those people would land in Los Angeles, Juliet and Miles, but you could make some subtractions for the people who would. Bernard and Rose, other characters keep in mind would be Aaron, who would be in Claire's belly at the time, as well as Desmond. Now, hold on a second.
Okay.
I don't think Desmond would be in Claire's belly.
Or is he?
I'm just kidding.
All right.
It's just the way I read it sounded like that's what it was. But what do you think? It could stand for, like, instead of the Oceanic 6, the LA 10.
Yeah, I've heard this one, like, you know, versions of this, and I like it. It has as good a chance
as anything.
Yeah, but the only thing that kind of deters me from that is we've already done the Oceanic 6. I don't want to, like, retread things again.
But if they land in LA, Miles won't be there.
No, he will.
Miles never existed as far as Lost.
Well, he'd still exist. They could still have his story because he'd still exist in the...
So he'd be on the island.
In a canon, yeah.
In a canon.
In the canon, like, you know, the canon of the time.
I know. Just joking.
This one is from Artemis. Albert saw the Losties die, but he didn't say when. How do we know that the island never flashed before? Perhaps while he was on the island, it was flashing and he was in the future when it happened. And how did they die? Jughead does cause the Losties to reset everything. They end up landing in L.A. and going about their lives with no recollection of the island. They all end up in Australia again for their own reasons. Upon their return trip to L.A., they crash on the island again, proving that you cannot escape your destiny, and that is when Albert sees them die.
I think Albert's lying.
You think so?
I think he's lying.
But see, to me, I've never seen Albert as a liar. I haven't seen him as a manipulator as like Ben or somebody like that.
He is Jacob. Okay. So when you guys find out he's Jacob, you go, oh, where did I hear that from? I heard it from Geraldo.
Are we both Geraldo?
I think right now we are.
Okay. I'm Geraldo and you're Doe.
I could be Doe.
Doremi.
I just don't have that mustache. Cheesy mustache.
It's tough.
It's trademark. Do you think he'd ever shave it off like for charity?
I think he has shaved it off before.
Has he?
Tom Selleck shaves his off every now and then.
Yeah, but that's different. You don't see him every day. You don't see Geraldo every day. Not anymore. This one's from Charles. It says, hey, Jay, period, A, and Jack, period, Ack, Abrams. That's how it's titled. Space.
Abrams? Oh, J.J. Abrams.
See? Pretty clever.
It is pretty clever. Maybe that person's a writer on Lost.
Could be. Very talented. I think the title is read L.A. 10. It refers to 10 special people in Los Angeles. Special how? I don't know. But it's similar to the Oceanic 6. So basically the same thing as Doug was saying.
Yes.
So I think a lot of people are thinking that. It could be 10 people. I'm just not sold on this landing in LA thing. I go back and forth with it. I just don't know if I'm going to like it.
And we're all thinking this is going to be something completely different.
I swear it's going to be something, because we're all thinking LA. How does this tie into LA? I think we had a call last week. I think we played our last podcast. We played it where I really think that Jack's plan didn't work. That's why they spaced the X. It's LA space X because the plan didn't work. If it was LA X, it would work. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, X does not stand for international.
It doesn't?
No. Basically, people are saying, I'm trying to remember, we've got a lot of emails on it, basically saying, geez, Jay.
Well, what does the X stand for?
X is just the extra. It's just a letter. Like RDU, Raleigh-Durham.
Yeah, that makes sense, but there's no X in Los Angeles. But
Raleigh-Durham, the U is just there.
But that's that's Durham.
There's a lot. We got a lot of theories on it, but it doesn't stand for international.
Hold on, I'm going to read it right now. Los Angeles International Airport. Johnson Airport Code LAX.
It's just you have to have three letters in the code.
Uh-huh.
So they put an X in there.
Because it's international. That makes sense.
No. Well, why is RDU's an international airport?
Because RDU is commonly as a nickname for Raleigh-Durham.
So where does the U come from?
Durham. D-U-R-H-A-M. That makes sense.
Raleigh-duh.
It's RDU. Like the radio station call sign.
Well, that was exciting.
I'm looking up right now the history of LAX.
It doesn't stand for international. Everyone said you were wrong.
How do they know? I want to see proof.
There's the emails there. You go look at them.
I don't trust the internets.
Emails for today. But a lot of theories. We got, what, how many months? 4 months to figure this out?
Yeah.
Well, should we give a prize to someone who's right?
Sure. We'll give you a prize.
What if there's a bunch of people
that are right?
Yeah.
Then we'll make it a cheap prize. All right.
You get what was ever in Al Capone's vault.
Air. All right. Let's go to the next set of calls, Jack. What do you say?
Wouldn't it be cool if Al Capone was in there?
Why would he be in his own vault? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
All right.
Or one of his... Well, he died in prison, didn't he, Al Capone?
Yes, he did.
All right, so he couldn't be in there, but maybe one of his guys in there with a little Tommy gun.
It'd be cool if, like, Jimmy Hoffa was in there.
Jimmy Hoffa's somewhere. I don't want to talk about it.
Giant Stadium.
I don't think he's a Giant Stadium.
No, you don't think so?
No. No, he's not a Giants fan.
He's a Jets fan.
Yeah.
Which is also Giant Stadium.
There you go. What? If you were the Jets, why would you play at Giant Stadium?
I agree.
I'd want my own stadium.
I agree. I read about the history of the Jets and why they moved there, and it was because they couldn't get a football stadium around where Shea was.
Right, I know that, but it's like, we're the Jets.
I agree.
They won a Super Bowl.
And the thing is, though, is like all their fan base is like in the Queens area in Long Island, so they moved away from like their fan base.
And neither team is in New York.
Yeah.
They're in Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Jersey? Let me tell you something.
You already got hate mail for that before.
I'm just speaking words of truth.
Let it be. Let it be.
All right. Let's get the next set of calls.
Okay. Hi, Jay and Jack. My name is Shannon from Tucson, Arizona. And I'm calling because I have some theories. And I'm also a little annoyed because I've had theories before that I've either called in with or emailed to you that have proven to be true, which shows that I have pretty good theories and you've never put them on. So not to sound super vain, but that's a little annoying. And I have some thoughts after reviewing some episodes and thinking about the season 6 finale title. And I just can't see stuff happening in L.A. I know that there's so much proof that could go towards it, but there's three things that drive me crazy that seem to pull me away from that. One is that Richard Alpert says in Latin that Locke will save us all because he is what is lying in the shadow of the statue. There's Eloise Hawking telling Desmond that he may be done with the island, but the island is definitely not done with him. And the biggest thing is when the guys are all playing Risk at the Dharma compound, before you see that they're playing Risk, the camera zooms in on Hurley and he says, Usher has the key to the whole thing, before you even realize they're playing a game. So there's got to be something to Australia, and they're not showing it to us yet. And I think we need that info in Australia before we move forward anywhere else. Also, I got to say that before any timelines, even if there are separate timelines, can come together, it's got to be because it's what the island wants. I mean, the island is obviously always seeking something, whether it's a violin in a violin case, a guitar in a guitar case, or even a pilot. I mean, Lapidus was supposed to fly Oceanic A15. He didn't, but he ended up on the island anyway. And the smoke monster took the first pilot, but never touched Lapidus. I mean, I almost got the feeling when it was going around the plane, you know, when they're in the cockpit, that it was looking for something, and it just yanked the pilot out like, you're not Lapidus. And it just, I don't know, I think the island has to have a completion, just as the show has to have a completion. I just hope it's not a completion that, you know, stinks on ice. So, but yeah, those are all my thoughts. I don't know. Lost drives me nuts. I almost can't wait for it to be over, but I'm going to be really sad when it is. Okay, hear you on the next podcast. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Jesso from Ohio, and I was just listening to your recent podcast, and you were talking about the first episode of season 6 and what the title was going to be, and you said it was L.A. Space X. Well, I think that's La Iguis, like in Spanish, which means the X, like X marks the spot. I just thought I'd share with you what my theory was. I love listening to you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Terry from Michigan. I've been doing some thinking about season 5 ending and season 6 beginning. My thought is the incident isn't just the whole ordeal with the magnet or the swan station, I mean. It's going to be, I think it's going to include the whole thing where the magnetism got out of control and the bomb exploding. And then I think they are going to change things. And that's also going to be part of the incident that they talk about in season 2. But somehow somebody's going to know that it's not supposed to be like that, and then they somehow change things back to the way they are supposed to be with the timeline, like it corrects itself. And I'm guessing they push the button because it stops, you know, with the nuclear explosion and the magnetism in the Swan Station. That caused, like, a rift in time or something, or it can cause some kind of time anomaly if they don't push the button and discharge it. So, I don't know. I hope that makes sense. But I think that's what's going on. But I don't know. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Anne from Ann Arbor. I just have one quick request. Please, Jay, stop doing your horrible impersonations of people, especially Michael. It sounds like a bad impersonation of Batman. That's really bad.
Michael?
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Why so serious?
That's the Joker.
I know. But it makes funny. It's funny.
Why so serious?
Michael, that's my son. I'm Batman.
Worst. That's Batman. I'm doing Walt. That's...
I can't kill myself.
That's my son.
That was more Jimmy Durante, wasn't it?
I'm... So what is with the bad impressions, Jay?
It's what I do.
You do have a good Claire. You do a great Claire.
It's what you pay for on this podcast. Is
you pay for bad
impressions. That's my baby, Charlie. Don't tell me how to raise my baby.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, man. All right.
Well, I was thinking during Terry's call.
Okay.
I like his theory. I like everything happened. Okay, uh-huh. What happens if they don't change everything? They do change some things, but they do change. Maybe they don't go back to L.A.
Uh-huh.
I think what would be perfect for Locke, he goes back to the Swan Station, and he's the only one in there, and he has to press the button every 108 minutes.
Wow, that's terrible.
I think it would be fantastic.
It'd be fantastic. Crazy.
I don't know. I was just thinking that'd be great. Dude's already crazy.
Dude's crazy.
And another thing.
Okay, another thing.
Another, I just thought of it. Not only does he have to press the button every 108 minutes, he has to listen to this podcast when you do your Michael impression.
On a loop.
That's my son.
He's going, and then Locke's in there going, I hate Batman. Oh, we're just loopy here. And then we had, was it Jesso?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Jessa.
Jessa, I'm sorry, Jessa.
Jesso.
I don't know. I can't read my own writing, I'm sorry. I just can't get over the bad impression.
I don't think it was that bad. Come on.
Well, for someone to take the time to call and say how bad it was, and then kind of laugh as they were saying it.
Which means it was all in good humor.
No, I think they're saying, hey, you're going to make me drive off the road. They probably can't even watch Batman without thinking, oh, Jay, stop.
That's good. That means I've left an impression.
You know, after I heard that call, the Dark Knight was on.
What channel is the Dark Knight on?
It was on HBO.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was like an hour later. I'm like going, God, Michael, stop. Go find your son already.
Walt! Walt! That's my son.
All right, so what is the... It means La X marks the spot. What do you think? That's what it...
Like La.
La.
Is Spanish for the...
So it marks the spot. So that's what... But doesn't necessarily...
I also say the 10.
Exactly. The 10. The 10. No, so it doesn't mean they're going to land in L.A.
No,
I think Jack. I don't think Jack's plan's going to work. How often does Jack plan? How often does his plans work? Whatever happened to
most Jack's plans don't work.
They don't. Whatever happened to building an army with Anna Lucia?
That's right. I forgot about that.
Whatever happened to building an army?
See, he's not a follow through kind of guy. No. He doesn't follow through.
Yeah, we're going to build an army. We got Saeed over there, who's a great soldier. But I'm going to pick Anna Lucia.
I forgot that was second. See, that's part of the second season. It was like kind of like, I remember like, I was like, oh man, so it's going to go down.
Yeah, because that was the whole, they're going to fight for
big,
the island.
There was a big suspense and then nothing ever happened.
That's a question that needs to be answered.
I think he just never followed through.
Because he picked Anna Lucia, who's good at killing people on the island.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right, she's killed several people on
and
the
alienating
island.
Alienating people, which exactly. is great when you're trying to build, you know, morale.
Yeah, exactly. Troops. So you picked Anna Lucia and not Saeed. Or Bernie. Who's a better soldier than Bernie?
He cracks under pressure, though.
Well, he does talk.
Exactly.
It didn't take much. Okay, they're over there. Check the radio tower. Way to go, Bernie.
Oh, man.
Then we had Shannon, whose theories are always right, and we never play them.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said.
I
got to be honest.
Okay.
Now, if you had theories like Jay's, would never come right. They're never true. They never happen, right? They're always wrong.
Uh-huh.
Would you play someone's theories who were right?
Yes, I do not.
No, I am not.
I'm not that way. When I
Jay is in charge of Jay is in charge of the phone calls, so he goes, "Oh, that's a great theory. That's gonna make mine look bad." That's my son.
I never put my theories on a pedestal. So,
all right. So,
like some people I know,
I've had one good theory. I think, to be honest with you, in Lost, if you have one or two theories that come true. That's a good percentage. That's Hall of Fame material. I really believe that. How many calls?
So you think you're Lost Hall of Fame material?
I think I should be in the Lost Hall of Fame. I think I've earned it.
Who would you go in as? Like what for what team?
I'd go under the the Jay and Jack team.
There you go. All right.
I'd have to do that because what else am I doing?
Contract.
What am I doing? Darmalars?
That's true.
Come on. I want a team that goes the distance.
Not one that quits.
Right. We kid. So she had three theories. I can't speak today. Okay. She had three theories on why the plane is not going to land in L.A. Number one, Richard said Locke was the one to save us all. Uh-huh. He was the... Really, come on. But that one, I guess that's what Richard said. Desmond, he has to go back. Uh-huh. Eloise Hawkins said he has to go back.
Right? Well, no, said, the island's you not, may be done with the island, but the island's not done with you. So you know, basically saying...
But Desmond said he was done with the island.
Yes, he's saying...
What is the island, really? It's just a pile of dirt.
No, it's more.
With trees and some other stuff. You think the island is special, or do you think that who's ever...
Yeah, of course the
Or do you think
special.
It's Jacob, or someone who's above Jacob in DWG?
There's something with the island itself.
Or do you think I don't think the island is special.
You don't think
so? I think it's something that's above DWG and Jacob.
I think it's the island.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Fair enough.
And then the risk game where Hurley said Australia is the key, and that was before we all knew it was a game. Well, not all of us.
Uh-huh.
Some of us have been saying that all along. But...
Well, no, saying the game in that, but he said it before he even saw the risk board.
Right. But Australia is the key. So are they going to go back to Australia? Are we going to get more story about what happened in Australia? Because that's where most of them obviously got together.
I mean, I think it may...
It's where most of them start out.
It's true, and it seems like maybe it'll go back to that. Maybe, who knows? But it could just be something they threw out there just to like, oh, kind of give a call back to Australia. But
Australia.
And when you play Risk, I mean, that is the...
That is the key to control the game.
I mean, unless you're me and you win no matter what anyway, because you're just awesome. But
you lull people to sleep. You take too long to move, and so by then I'm falling asleep.
It's called the Snorkrieg. All right, you ready for the last set of calls?
I'm ready for the last set of calls.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Andrew from Colorado calling about the episode title for episode 601. First, I just want to say that was really smart of the whole Lost crew and Damon and Carlton for letting it out early, because they really know how to get everyone all excited about the new season, even when we're in such slow summer times. Anyway, I wanted to say that I completely agree with Jay about what's going to happen. He mentioned Mrs. Hawking and the man in the red shoes and the whole flashes before your eyes thing. I think that's completely what the deal is with this. I think the bomb is going to change the timeline slightly, but in the end, everything is going to be the same. That's why I think the characters were excited about coming back. Charlie, I think they're going to die very quick after they come back, unfortunately. But I do think that what Jacob said in the season 5 finale is going to apply still, that even though the end result is the same, everything that happened in between is progress. And the progress that happens in between the bomb blowing up and creating this alternate LAX reality is going to be what wins or loses the War of the Island. Thanks, keep up the great show, and goodbye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Joe in Seattle. Been listening to you guys for the past 3 years and hardly called, but I didn't hear you guys mention this and didn't see it on your forum anywhere on jayandjack.com. So I figured I would throw this one out there. I'm just watching the season 6 premiere episode title podcast, listening to it rather, and was thinking, what if it is LA space X, as in the Roman numeral 10? As X, meaning that maybe Jack and Jay, you might want to shut your ears once again, and anyone who doesn't like spoilers, Jack's theory in that it was a resurrection, the people who died are coming back. If you count, there was Boone, Aunt Lucia, Echo, Libby, Nikki, Charlie, Shannon, Michael, Paolo, and Locke. All 10 people who we know for sure go on the flight and died. So it would be really cool, I think, if those 10 were the ones who came back. LAX. There you go, guys. That's what I was thinking. That's a crazy, spoilerish type crazy theory, depending on which way you're looking at it. But anyway, I'd like to hear what you guys think about it. Love the show. Keep it up for at least one more season. Bye-bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Rachel from Massachusetts. I have a crackpot theory for you. I was browsing the Wikipedia page on Doctor Who, and it says that 108 episodes are lost of the original Doctor Who series. They got wiped out in 1972. So my theory is that the way they're going to round off the entire series of Lost is they're going to bring Doctor Who in to fix everything. Have a great day. I love your show. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You know, I hear a lot about Doctor Who, and I should check that out one day.
Yeah, I've never watched it, but I hear a lot of good things about it.
It's like the longest-running show, like sci-fi show
so,
on TV.
So 108 episodes lost. Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, it's, I guess it's the practices back in the days. You'd wipe out the old tapes and reuse them.
Right.
Because that's Johnny Carson, a lot of his old ones.
Well, that's why they always had the lost episodes. If someone, you know, tucks them away in some storage. Hey, we found them.
Maybe that's what could have been in Al Capone's vault.
Yeah.
The 108 lost episode of Doctor Who.
That would have been better than what they found. Then we had Joe. I'm not going to go into what he said because it was kind of spoilish, but if you listened to it, then it wasn't spoilish, but I like it. You didn't listen to it.
Well, what was it spoilery about?
You don't want to know.
Was it real spoilers?
No. Okay. That the 10 people is the 10 people who have died on the island.
Ah, okay.
That they'll land in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
but then quickly die. He didn't say that, but that was what Andrew's... Andrew had me until he said, I agree with what Jay said 100%.
Exactly, because he knows.
And so right then, he lost me.
He knows.
Plus, he called the title episode 6.01.
Is it 601, I thought?
No, it's LAX.
Well, it's season 6, episode 1. It's like that's the numerical title.
You guys can call it whatever you want. I call it LA Space X.
Like now, ours is like 4, season 4 of the Lost Podcast, episode so-and-so. So
I don't pay attention to episode 40. Titles because in the grand scheme of things, they don't matter. I'm just kidding. No, it just dawned on me, though. If Charlie is Charlie survives and Charlie's alive, then Charlie's a heroin addict again.
That's true, huh?
Right, so he'll have to clean himself up again, right?
Or maybe that's how he died. He died of a drug overdose. Possibly.
What was supposed to happen all along, that's how he dies. So what do you think? Charlie possibly. Died? Well, okay. So what else have we got going here?
Well, they'd all have to die. People that died.
Nikki and Paulo Land, they'll be together again, but will they be still fighting over the...
The crystals or diamonds?
The diamonds, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I think the same problems will...
Will Nikki try to ditch Paulo because she really doesn't like him?
Well, no, but Paulo's so cute.
And also, we've had a lot of people say the Razzle Dazzle is also in stripes. It is in stripes, but it's Razzle Dazzle.
I know. That's where I say it from. But that's what I quote from stripes.
In Lost.
Razzle Dazzle.
But in Lost, it's Razzle Dazzle. Razzle Dazzle. So that's it's a different Razzle Dazzle. So it's the same. Okay, but let's see. We got Boone and Shannon. Are they going to still date?
They just hooked up one night.
And could we find out that Shannon is pregnant?
And then one of your old theories will come back.
There we go. That could happen. Locke is still in a wheelchair, right?
Well, if he lands on the island, he'll, I guess, be healed again.
What if he lands in L.A.? He's still in a wheelchair. Yeah. So how does he... Because the only reason he's able to walk is we assume Jacob touched him somehow. Something happened to him on the island.
Jacob touched me.
Yes.
I don't think it was Jacob's doing. I think it's just the island healed him.
We know that Jack is going to be... He grew to love his dad after the fact, so he won't have any respect for his dad.
Well, maybe eventually he'll be able to get to that point because he got to it anyway.
Claire's going to have to give up the baby, we assume. And the baby, well, Aaron may not be called Aaron. We talked about that earlier. We have, what's her name?
Well, regardless, it'll be, like I said, it'll be...
Kate's going to jail.
It'll be different, but in the
end... I'm telling you right now, that's why they're not going to... The main characters are not going to land. The ones that are still surviving, I'm saying it right now. Will not land in L.A.
It only ends once. The rest is just progress. So maybe this will be the last.
There's no way they land in L.A. Not Jack, not Kate, not Sawyer. What about Sawyer? Does he go back to being a con man?
I don't know. We'll see, won't we?
Well, I'm just asking these questions. I need to know.
You'll find out, I'm sure.
You know what? I'm just going to do a podcast on being freaking about Lost.
All right. You ready to get into some tweet back?
Let's get to some tweet back.
All right, here we go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost. For your free audiobook.
It's free.
All right, it's tweet back time.
That was sweet.
Or rooster.
I'd like to apologize to Audible right now.
What?
This podcast's been a little off today, but it's just...
I think it's been dead on.
Dead on, spot on.
Yes. All right, well, here we go. Here's some...
Maybe it's because we're not in Maui on the Lost Tour.
I know. Because somebody had to like totally rub it in our face.
Hey, I'm going on the Lost Tour.
It's just Geraldo's fault.
Let's blame it on Geraldo.
I think I am. All right, so here we go. First up, Bolt E. Because he had 3 Ys at the end.
Are you allowed to have 3 Ys?
I think so.
Okay.
Because he did it. How do you think the Goob will play into season 6? Will we see him older? Will he be with Claire? I'm still hoping for more Walt. Not Walt!
I think we're done with Walt.
You think so? I want Walt.
I know people want Walt back, but I think we're done. I think they gave us Walt last year. We're done.
All right.
As far as the Goob, it all depends. If they land in L.A., who knows?
Ryan Palm. Richard Alpert has Locke's kidney. Would solve one mystery. This one's...
So, Richard Alpert is Locke's dad.
Dun, dun, dun. This one's from Linz047. All answers lie with Vincent. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. No, you're shaking your head.
I've never been a big believer in the Vincent is more important than just a dog.
Okay.
And I love dogs, don't get me wrong. But Vincent, no.
This one's from Lost Mario Bro. Here is a theory. The last season will replay key events of the first three seasons and will end with Jack not answering the phone. Hold on, it continued. As Locke said the first time, you're not supposed to do this. Then we will see how it was really supposed to be.
Huh. I like that.
That's it. I like that.
That's I like that.
And last but not least, E-Rock 1991. We will see Aaron, Ji-Yun, and maybe Charlie Hume grown up.
Now that
title Lost Grown Up.
That would be trippy. Well, that could be a spinoff.
Yeah.
Their own spinoff show.
Because they did that with Rugrats when they came back and they're all grown up. So that's what called it Grown Up.
But that's what killed the show.
It is.
It killed Rugrats. It did.
Forever.
Ever. Maybe they could form a band. What do you think?
That would be
terrible. You know, Rush had three, you know.
And Charlie Hume could strum the bass and be terrible.
Now, if you were to do a flash forward podcast, you know Dominic Monaghan.
Is on it?
Is on it. So
yeah.
Your hatred towards Dominic.
I don't hate Dominic Monaghan.
I've never
quit starting rumors.
I've never understood the hatred towards Dominic Monaghan, and you know it's why he's always you know he was going to come on the podcast once, but he said the hatred you had in your heart.
Uh huh.
Right. He said, forget it.
Sure. You ready to close out the show?
I'm always ready to close out the show.
All right. Here we go. All right, guys. That is our show for this Thursday.
I know people hate when we talk about this.
Yeah.
But BSG, I have four more episodes to go. Did you bring me the final disc?
No, I forgot.
Thanks.
I'll bring it tomorrow.
And I'm left on a... I can't say it because people are still watching it. I'm on a cliffhanger right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to have done a podcast on BSG.
You can still do it.
It's too late.
Why is it too late?
It's too late now. Other people have already watched it. We should have started watching it.
That's what I tried to do, but then you took forever to watch it.
I couldn't get into it. About the fifth or sixth episode, I went, well, this is really good. The only problem is, I got to be honest.
Okay.
With you young kids at home, I don't know if you should be watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the scenes are pretty graphic.
Yeah. Well, it's not HBO graphic.
Not HBO graphic, but it's enough to know that you know what's going on. And still, that's how they should how you
now
can detect.
Check a wow, wow.
That's how you can detect a Cylon. Look for a red spine.
Maybe they'll be able to hide it if they want to.
No, not so far. But you know, Lost doesn't have that cool
what?
Abbreviation.
BSG?
BSG.
Well, because Lost is short anyway.
You just can't go L.
Battlestar Galactica, that's a long, it's like 50 syllables.
Yeah.
Lost is just, it's one syllable.
You know, and I try to give Deadwood Guy, DWG, and people give me grief for calling it DWG.
This is a bad name.
It's not.
Yeah. You can give us a lot. Wow. You can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
It's 206-309-0311.
Call any time. Out of there. What's going to be our phone call? Our phone number for the V podcast?
You're just plain saying it now.
It's just a rumor. What's going to be the phone number? Because that just happened. We're doing it because we're big fans of Elizabeth Mitchell.
So. Well, you're totally blowing the lid off this. You're trying to tease them. We're not supposed to give them all the goods.
No, because people, they're not listening anyway because it's a spoiler section. No one wants to know the title, so.
Oh, man. Those details will come soon.
Yes. We already have a Twitter account, don't we?
No, see, now you spoil it. We have to go make a Twitter account now so somebody doesn't take it from us.
We have an email account, though.
Oh, man. All right.
Isn't it? What's it? It's,
Well, our Lost Podcast email, you can send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once that's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can send an email to lostvcast. I can't remember what it is.
The V Podcast.
The V Podcast at gmail.com.
All right.
But you can send a message there and it won't be answered until, around November.
All right. So,
Because I really think that V is going to be the breakout hit.
I think V and Flash Forward have potential.
Yeah.
And from what I haven't seen Flash Forward, but from V, it looks really good.
Right.
Live tweet cast, which is?
Tuesday, September 8th at 8:30 p.m.
And the topic is?
Questions that you want answered before Lost goes off the air.
Exactly.
Now, should we do like a top three or something like that? Or should we just have the tweet people? The people in tweet land?
Twitterverse.
I think the Twitterverse people.
Why don't we do top ones we want to see and top ones we're okay with not getting answered?
No, I don't.
I just have the ones I need answered.
Okay, all right.
So,
what's a live show? People want to say what they don't want answered.
Right. Well, cool. All
right.
So get your questions ready.
Get them ready, people. All right. So we'll
that's
see.
In 2 weeks. 2 weeks from. Well, no, it's not 2 weeks. Cause today's Thursday, so it's 12 days from now.
And
don't forget that concert in Boston that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. I'm sure it was great.
It was the bomb. Wait, you can't say bomb in a podcast.
What if I was a bombardier? Bomb. Oh, man.
Gosh.
We'll see you guys next time on Lost Podcast, which is September 8th, 8:30, if you're there for the live show.
Is this going to be a symbol for the D podcast? I just can't keep a secret.
Spoiler alert.
I just can't keep a secret.
Spoiler alert.
All right, send us an email if you don't. Well, we're doing it anyway. It doesn't matter.
And maybe closing out the show, we're going to have a little ad for our friend Frack from the podcast crew.
Cool.
It'll be cool if he gives it to me, or if he doesn't.
So he hasn't gotten it?
I told him he'd get sent to me by Wednesday. It's posted on Thursday. It's Tuesday.
I don't know. I don't know if
I schedule.
I don't know if I want to wait. Do I have to sit here the whole time waiting?
Yes, just to wait right here until it pops up in the email box.
It could go on for hours.
All right.
Frack!
We'll see.
You know, they use that word on BSD quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't quite figured out what the word is yet.
No, you haven't?
No, I'm waiting for someone to send me an email telling me what the word actually is.
I was going to go like mother fracker.
Yeah. Well, I don't figure that out.
No? No.
Who named their Latin? Their mom is named Fracker. I don't get it.
All right. See you guys later. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.